The price of Passover. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, it seems those observing Passover this week are having to pay a little more to do so, as according to Menachem Lubinsky, a kosher food marketing consultant who edits Kosher Today, prices for Passover foods are up 5-10% this year. Sales of kosher for Passover goods, which also includes non-religious goods that are permitted on the holiday, such as Coca-Cola, along with traditional fare, including macaroons, were about $2.5 billion in 2012, and Lubinsky expects spending this year to be at least that, if not more. Jews, of course, are the largest buyers of these products, with about 78% of American Jews saying they observe Passover to some extent. But Passover goods are also gaining popularity among non-Jews, including the growing number of those concerned about gluten intake, since many Passover foods are gluten-free. And no matter the reason for purchase, consumers now have more goods to choose from, with about 500 new products for the holiday introduced just this year. U.S. sales of the most commonly known Passover food, matzah, are expected to hit about $86 million this year, about the same as last year, but many manufacturers have raised their prices. Although Lubinsky adds that all consumers may not see those higher prices thanks to some retailers deeply discounting them when consumers make a minimum purchase of other goods. Passover started Monday night, March 25th, and ends Tuesday, April 2nd. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.